yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school soccer. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski, with a special soccer presentation today. It's the Tri-Valley League Boys Semifinals, as it's Unitego Franklin, and they are hosting Skenevis here in the 1-4 matchup. So I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney, and at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. We're going to take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come right back, we'll get you set for kickoff here as we're almost underway between the Dragons and the Spartan Devils on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Again, Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski here, our Butler Auto pregame show, as we're just getting underway here between Unitego Franklin and Skenevis, again, in the 1-4 matchup. And, Coach, it's good to have you back once again for some more high school soccer.
Yeah, I was excited when I got your text and you said, hey, we're going to do the Skenevis-Unitego Franklin game. I was excited to come back and be on the air.
It was kind of a late decision by us, as again, we're just underway, and Skenevis bringing the ball down the left wing side here. They'll take a shot and almost going to the far post, and a great shot there by Jackson Reed, who's one of the top scorers for this Dragons team, but Aiden Ross with a big save there for UF.
Yeah, he almost slid that one there right past him. Could have been an early strike for the Dragons.
Well, as I was saying, we found out late that they were going to play this game here at Unitego. Normally for a playoff game, they might play over in Franklin, being it's in the Tri-Valley League. But they said they're playing here tonight, or today, so we said, well, let's do it on the radio once again, as we've done a couple of games here this season. So Unitego Franklin is in the gray uniforms here with the purple socks, the purple trim, and the black shorts. Skenevis is in the white tops, the royal blue shorts, and the royal blue socks. So Skenevis across the front of the uniform there in blue. So, Coach, maybe you can explain, again, as we're just underway here, why Skenevis is the 4 seed in today's match, because this is certainly, it was a long road to get here.
Well, you had a 3-way tie for 4th place in the boys' soccer standings in the Tri-Valley. All 3 of the teams had split in their round-robin play, so they each had a win, they each had a loss, and they also had all lost to the teams that were higher above in the standings to them. So they all were 0-3 against the top 3 teams. So there really was no way to break the tie. So in our Tri-Valley bylaws, the way we break that tie is we do a random draw. So all 3 teams were placed in a hat. The first name out was the 4 seed, which happened to be Skenevis. After that, you then take the remaining 2 teams and you see who won their head-to-head matchup. So if I remember correctly, Skenevis, of course, was the 4, and then the 5 seed was...
It was Morris.
Morris.
And then the 6 seed is Worcester, yeah.
Yes, because Morris beat Worcester in the league matchup.
So by the time the league got done figuring all this out, I'm sure their heads were spinning, but that's how Skenevis got here today. A lot of people asked us that as we were preparing for this game. How did they decide who got the 4 seed? Because it wasn't cut and dry. But that's how the Dragons are here, so they're trying to take advantage of this opportunity. We're 3 minutes in and scoreless, and we'll have an early corner kick here for Braden Johnson and Unitego Franklin. The 1 seed, and freshly ranked in this week's New York State Class C soccer rankings, as his corner kick goes out of play. Didn't quite make it in, went into the side of the net. First time they've been ranked this season, ranked 14th in the state in Class C, and that's something I know the boys here have been working hard towards, so congratulations to them. I think last week their tie against Afton-Harpersville, who was also ranked and is the team that's currently headed to the MAC championship, I think that tie last week earned them a lot of points and a lot of kind of extra status with the New York State rankings officials. So here is Jake Kingsbury on the far side again. Unitico Franklin in the gray, a centering ball here looking for Braden Johnson, but it's knocked away by Skenevis. One other thing we should say is that Skenevis is playing a man down today. This team has been decimated by injuries throughout the year, and they're playing with 10, so they're playing with a man down here against Unitego Franklin in the playoffs. But, you know, talking to head coach Brody Smith before the game, he said all we can do is come and play our best and see what happens. So they have the right attitude coming in today.
Yeah, and soccer is a game where you never know what's going to happen. I mean, a perfect example is on the girls' side. You know, Franklin beat Milford on Saturday to have the right to host the playoff game. And then Milford comes right back 2 days later and beats Franklin to advance to the league championship. So you never know. Give it a shot.
Yeah, how tough was that, having to play on Saturday and then Monday in that girls' game? So some early pressure for Unitego Franklin here. But I tell you what, Ryan Spranger, the goalie here for Skenevis, he's had some incredible games this season, and I wouldn't doubt that he'd be able to kind of stand on his head, as they say, and maybe keep Unitego Franklin at bay for as long as he can. We'll see how it goes. And here is Makai Regg down the right side. Floats one in, but this one high up over the bar. And Skenevis, less chances so far than Unitego Franklin, but when they've gotten out, they've gotten a few good looks on net here so far.
And some people will always question us in the Tri-Valley, like, you know, why don't you have another tiebreaker built in, like goal differential? But that just, we stress sportsmanship in the league, and if their goal differential was a factor in breaking a tie, it would just encourage teams to kind of run up the score.
That's exactly. I was talking about it with some officials yesterday. I was with a game at a game with Gene Chilean, and a longtime local official, probably one of the most well-respected guys around, and Matt Kleimenhage was there as well. And they said, you know what, I think that's probably why they do it. You wouldn't want to be in a game where you're ahead 5-1, right? And then all of a sudden, you say, well, I don't want to get into that tiebreaker, so we better score a few more goals. And so I love the sportsmanship aspect of it. I guess you'll never make everybody happy in the tiebreaker scenario, right? So here are the Spartan Devils. Chase Burtzel at the top of the box, flipping it forward to David Clapper. Lost control of it, back out to Kingsbury. Top of the 18, fires a shot off the crossbar. A wicked rip there from Kingsbury, but it just bounced high. Burtzel with the rebound, a centering pass here. Deflects off a defender, and the Dragons are able to clear it out. And Unitego Franklin with another shot in. This one deflected to Johnson. That was from Johnson to Johnson there. Xander trying to find Braden, went off the top of his foot there, off a defender. We'll have another corner coming up here for Unitego Franklin. So we're about 8 minutes in and scoreless between UF and Skenevis. Again, thanks for joining us here today on WCDO, our Butler Auto pregame show, brought to you by Mike Butler and his staff. Proud supporters of all the sports we have here on CDO. A shot in front for Chase Burtzel just goes wide to the right off that corner as it was pinballing around in the box. Let's take a quick break. We'll step away for 60 seconds. Again, we're scoreless. Tri-Valley Boys Soccer Semifinals here today on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and more. They also do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. And they recommend having your septic pumped every 3 to 5 years to maintain your system. Call 607-265-2888. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. A proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. Scoreless in the boys' Tri-Valley League soccer semifinals. Live from Unitigo here this afternoon. A special soccer presentation. We're glad to have you along. Scoreless here. We're 9 minutes in. Skenevis on defense, as they have been for most of this 9 minutes, trying to clear it out. And it'll be a throw-in here for the Dragons on the right side. Again, as they go right to left in the white uniforms with the blue trim, Unitigo Franklin's in the home gray with the purple socks and the black shorts. And just a little later today, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll also catch up with a look at local news during our halftime report today as well, so stay tuned for that. Ball to the far side now for Unitigo Franklin, making a run down the left wing side. Centering pass for Braden Johnson, top of the 18. He just mishit that. Second chance opportunity up over the bar would be good for three in the football game, but nothing doing here, and another goal kick coming for the Dragons.
Unitigo Franklin the last several minutes has really been applying the pressure. They've had some good chances, just haven't been able to find the back of that net quite yet. But they're keeping the ball in their half of the field and keep applying that pressure, and I think they'll get one eventually.
Again, Skenevis playing with 10 guys here today. They have just really had the injury bug throughout the season, and it's been soccer injuries, it's been sickness, it's just been other injuries from outside of soccer. So they've had some tough luck here for sure, but they're hanging tough so far with 10, playing a man down. We're 10 minutes in, and we are scoreless here between UF and Skenevis, live from Unitigo High School.
Yeah, with 10 down, you just want to kind of not allow any cheap goals, and then you're hoping for a breakaway opportunity where you can maybe get the lead and put the pressure on Unitigo Franklin.
Kingsbury to the left side, chops one into the corner, looking for Braden Johnson. Centering pass there off of Compitello, who was chasing back there, Michael Compitello on defense, and it'll be a long throw in here for UF. For instance, yesterday they were playing 11-on-11, but Lawrence girls were the 4 seed. They were at the 1 seed Edmiston Morris. Lawrence got a goal early and held that 1-0 lead until probably about 15 minutes left, and it looked like maybe they were going to be able to hang on. Skenevis might try to do something like that today, but then it was just too much EM in the end yesterday, winning 2-1. That girls' Tri-Valley Championship on Saturday should be an excellent contest between Edmiston Morris and Milford. Those teams are both in the top 5 of the state rankings right now. So if you're interested in that game, it'll be on Saturday over at the Wright National Soccer Campus in Oneonta.
And in their regular season matchup, I think the game ended in a tie.
A 1-1 tie. I got the chance to go watch that game. Milford scored early in that game on a penalty kick, and then Edmiston Morris was able to tie it up late in that game and escape with the 1-1 tie. So should be a heck of a game. That's kind of the matchup I think maybe everybody was hoping to see as a casual fan. I'm sure Franklin and Lawrence fans will disagree with me, but should be a heck of a game on Saturday. We can talk about all that at halftime as well, the times of the championship games and what's happening in Oneonta on Soccer Saturday, as we like to call it. And we'll be there providing Twitter updates all day. So if you can't get out in the rain and the chilly wind and all that on Saturday, you can follow along. Here's UF making another run down the right side. A centering pass here, again deflected away by the defense. And this one going to pinball into the box now. Chase Burtzel trying to volley it here. Finally, we'll just settle it back down. Move to the outside, another shot blocked away. And this Dragons defense is holding strong, and once again they'll clear. Back-to-back blocks there by Austin Tilley, sacrificing the body. So 27 and a half minutes to go here in this first half. Scoreless, Tri-Valley League boys soccer semifinals live from Unitigo. The 1 seed, Unitigo Franklin, again fresh into the state rankings in Class C this week as they come in with a record of 13-1-1. Turnaround shot here for Braden Johnson to the right post, but Spranger is right there to scoop it up. You're going to need a very high quality shot to beat a guy like Spranger. He's a tough keeper.
Yeah, Braden had some good footwork there to get a shot. I think he just would have liked to get his hips around that ball a little more and get it to a corner. He just didn't get enough on it, and it was right to Spranger.
Here is Clapper trying to split two defenders, taken away here by Skenevis. Clapper is going to get it back and float one into the right corner here for Unitigo Franklin. But again, off the foot there of Corbin Tyrell. And this will go back to the Dragons for a long throw and deep in their own end. And you know, Greg, I would think, too, the longer that this stays a 0-0 game, it's going to give a little more confidence here to Skenevis.
And the other thing is, I think, you know, when you're a man up, you have a tendency maybe to hold on to the ball instead of distribute it a little more. So I think it'll be interesting to see if Unitego Franklin looks to make that extra pass to the open guy, or do they try to do more one-on-one?
Another corner coming here for Unitego Franklin. Braden Johnson will take it down in the right corner. With 26 minutes to go in this first half, scoreless here. And we'll also try to get you some updates from the other Tri-Valley Boys soccer semifinal today. So here's the kick from Johnson to the back post for Kingsbury. The header there, but Spranger did a nice job to read that bounce and was able to take that one right in the breadbasket and hold on. Skenevis with a punt to midfield. Taken back, though, by the Spartan Devils. The other semifinal today is 3-seed Cherry Valley Springfield, who's combined with Sharon Springs. They are at Edmiston today in the 2-versus-3 game, so we'll try to get you some updates from there. And again, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report later on, and we'll get a look at local news as well during the halftime break. 25 minutes to go, first quarter, we are scoreless. Down the right wing side, Skenevis pushing ahead here with Osborne, but it went out of play, goes back to the Spartan Devils. And a throw into midfield, corralled here by Kingsbury. And now back to Xander Johnson. Johnson with a flip ahead looking for Chase Burtzel. Now to Clapper. Short passing game working here for Unitego Franklin. Clapper pushing to the right side. Now to Kingsbury. Running some triangles here around the Skenevis defense. And here is Kingsbury. Splits two defenders. Finally, the Dragons are there, and they'll just play it safely and out there by Austin Tilley. So Skenevis hanging tough here, playing with 10 in the Tri-Valley League semifinals. Winner will go to the championship game on Saturday at the Wright National Soccer Campus in Oneonta. Always one of the best days of the year. Might be a tougher day with the weather that's predicted for Saturday, but we'll make the best of it. Spartan Devils with the ball. They'll try to play one to the interior. Again, knocked away by the Skenevis defense. They'll play it up and out. They're going for the long ball here with Osborne. And Alan Osborne will run onto this here to the right side. Takes a long shot, but Aiden Ross is there to take it away. And Osborne might have let that one go a little early as he was still probably about 20 yards out.
Yeah, and he had the Unitego Franklin defenders closing, but I still think he had some time to maybe get a little closer.
Osborne intercepting a pass, trying to take it back in, but stolen back by the UF defense. That was a pretty good look there for Skenevis. They might have just let that go a little bit too early. And we'll see. They're going to have to try to capitalize on one of those today. Again, playing with a man down, they'll have to cash in on every opportunity that they get. They have some guys who can really finish, though. Osborne and especially Makai Regg are guys you cannot leave open. Here is Tilley at midfield. Lost control of it. Kingsbury there wants to play to the corner. Now into the head for Chase Burtzel. Tries to chip up over Spranger, and he was sliding down and just got his mitts on it and was able to hold on. And Burtzel puts his hand on his head like, oh, I want that one back.
Yeah, that was a great save by the Skenevis keeper.
Yeah, he tried to go high, and Spranger made a really nice play to come out and slide, and he was able to take it away. Ball to the far side now. Skenevis defense able to play it up and out again. They're in the white tops with the blue shorts, the blue socks today, that royal blue color. Unitego Franklin is in the gray uniforms with the purple socks and the black shorts here. Under the lights, well, maybe not yet, but could be by the time this game is over at Unitego High School. Here is Regg at midfield. Lost control of it. Ball bouncing around, both teams trying to settle. Finally, Kingsbury gets a shoe on it here, tries to foot one forward for Burtzel, intercepted again by the Skenevis defense. And now a long ball in, comes bouncing out to Chase Burtzel, puts it right into the chest, though, of the goalie, Ryan Spranger. That took a huge bounce for UF off of Skenevis defender Burtzel point blank, but Spranger's there once again, Coach.
Yeah, I would think if he had that one back, I think he would go for a corner there rather than straight in the middle of the goal.
So 22 minutes to go here in this opening half, and we are scoreless. Time to take a 60-second break. Unitego Franklin boys here in the Tri-Valley Soccer Semifinals. Scoreless against Skenevis so far on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. 20 minutes to go in the first half. A broken play, and Skenevis has scored. An unbelievable play. Alan Osborne took it down the left side, kind of looked for a centering pass, and it looked like it bounced and took a funny roll off a defender and in. And Skenevis has taken the 1-0 lead here over Unitego Franklin. Again, 20 minutes to go in the first half, and the Dragons, playing down a man, have taken the lead.
Yeah, and that was not really an opportunity for the goalie to make that save there. It kind of took a funny bounce, like you said, off the Unitego Franklin defender. But that's the way soccer goes sometimes. Also, while we were away, Jake Kingsbury had a nice shot for Unitego Franklin from outside the box, deflected off of a Skenevis defender, but Spranger was able to recover. It looked like he almost slipped, but he, at the last minute, was able to make the save and keep it at scoreless until Skenevis just scored there.
Here's Kingsbury with a shot from the left side. That goes wide to the left, and another corner kick, I believe, coming up here for Unitego Franklin. I should say this, too. These two teams played last week in their regular season contest, and it was a 9-0 win for Unitego Franklin. So Skenevis playing with a man down today, getting this goal. That's a big, big thing here for the Dragons. Corner kick coming up here for Xander Johnson. Floats one into the box. Knocked around and kicked out. And the Skenevis defense trying to clear, and you wonder what the energy will do now for Skenevis. As, again, UF trying to play it in. Too far, we're going to have a goal kick coming up. So it's a 1-0 lead for Skenevis here over Unitego Franklin with 19.5 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, these next couple minutes will be important to see. Does Unitego Franklin start to feel the pressure a little, or do they keep the pressure on themselves?
Yeah, you know, you get into these playoffs, you get nervous, you get tight, and how will Unitego Franklin respond to this? They've played such a good schedule all year against some tough teams. They've been in tough situations, so you would think, as the number one seed, they might be able to get themselves out, but you never know in the playoffs, and especially in soccer, it can be a really cruel game sometimes. Here is Compitello to the far side for the Dragons, going right to left, with just under 19 minutes to go in the first half. Skenevis, a stunner so far, with a 1-0 lead over top seed Unitego Franklin. Passed ahead by Kingsbury to midfield. Kingsbury with a long chip ahead, trying to send it over the defense, looking for Chase Burtzel. And it's knocked away. And, Coach, I've noticed now that after scoring that goal, Skenevis has pulled Alan Osborne to the back. He was on the front line before. They kind of have him back in a sweeper-stopper-type position now. I think just trying to hedge their bets. I mean, we've seen other games this year where a team that was, quote-unquote, the underdog scored an early goal and then just kind of packed it in and said, all right, we're going to put our best guys in the back, and you got to try to beat us. So here is Reg down the left side. It was out of play. Right in front of the Unitego Franklin bench, and the Spartan Devils will have the throw. So 18 minutes to go, first half, Coach.
Unitego Franklin just has to relax. They've had some good opportunities. There's lots of game left. They don't need to panic.
Skenevis steals the throw-in. Knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with the Dragons now. Reg with a line drive throw-in. Almost slipped through the teeth of the defense there. Goes back to Reg, and he's going to dribble onto it here for the Dragons. About 30 yards out, goes to Osborne, who's now pushed back up into the offensive part of the play, and UF is able to clear it out. He's kind of everywhere right now.
Yeah, nice play there by Xander Johnson to kind of defuse that threat that Skenevis had working there. He was able to get a good tackle, and then they cleared it out.
This will be a shot here from Competello, it looks like. This one through the teeth of the defense and scooped up. And now Aiden Ross, the UF goalie, will punt it away. Back to midfield, picked up by Chase Pertzel here. Ball sky high. Kingsbury chasing after a great touch there to settle that down and take it to the outside here with 16:50 to go in this first half. Again, Skanevas playing with a man down here in the semifinals of the Tri-Valley League with an early 1-0 lead over Unitego Franklin. And Kingsbury taken down as he tried to go towards that left corner of the box. Went down hard there. Glad to see Jake's okay. Going to be a free kick here for Xander Johnson from about 25 yards out on the left wing with 16.5 to go in this first half. Johnson with a good ball, but it's way too high and out of play. So another goal kick coming up here for the Dragons. So still a 1-0 lead here for Skanevas. And if you're the Dragons, you couldn't draw it up much better than this if you're playing a man down to start this game.
No, I mean, that's what we talked about maybe a few minutes before they scored, was they needed to get an early goal and then just see where the rest of the game took them. So far, they're doing a nice job of withholding the Unitego Franklin charge in the offensive end.
Dragons with the goal kick here from Alan Osborne, flips one ahead, and the UF defense has to play it to the outside, and this one out of play here near midfield. We're going to step away for 60 seconds with about 15.5 to go here in this first half. Skanevas 1, Unitego Franklin nothing on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. A pass down the right side. It's a 1-0 game here with 15 minutes to go in this first quarter. Wow, a shot here from Bertzel, and he's going to score to the left corner of the net here. Chase Bertzel with the goal for Unitego Franklin. He finds the equalizer right as we get back into it. A nice pass from Kingsbury. And as you said, Coach, he went for the corner this time, buries it. We got a 1-1 game now.
Yeah, he put that one where there wasn't a goalie that was going to be able to save it. Really nice shot into the left corner there from the right side of the field.
And so Chase Bertzel, who's right up there on our NateLull.com top scorers list, adds another one to the resume for the season, and that's really big, tying this game up at 1-1. So Bertzel's had a couple of looks like that so far this afternoon, and finally he's able to cash one in. We'll see if the Spartan Devils get the momentum back now. Here's Kingsbury at the top of the box, stepping in, wants Bertzel again. He fires, and it's up over the bar this time. And he'll want that one back, as that one was laid up on a tee for him, and he just chipped it high.
Yeah, another really nice pass from Kingsbury there. Like, he made a great move to get around one Skanevas defender, and then beautiful pass off to the right-hand side to Bertzel.
So just under 14 minutes to go here in the first half. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. We're glad to bring you this Tri-Valley League boys soccer semifinal contest here. We don't normally do a midday soccer game, so we will have local news coming up for you during our halftime break, but we thought, hey, we're right here. It's a league semifinal game, and it's been a good one so far here between Unitego Franklin and Skanevas. Kind of a special presentation. It's also tough, too, because we can't really do the championship games at the Wright National Soccer Campus. A lot of people ask me about that, and if you know the Hall of Fame fields, there really is no place to set up there for a radio broadcast, unless you really want to roll the dice with the weather, and the weather does not look great for us on Saturday. So we'll be there on Soccer Saturday with our Twitter updates, and we'll be covering the MAC, the Tri-Valley, and the Delaware League for boys and girls. So we'll have six games for you on Saturday.
I have to say, I know that you weren't able to broadcast the girls' Tri-Valley semifinals, but I followed along at home on Twitter, And I appreciated that because, you know, you could follow right along. You knew who scored first and then what the details were. It was halftime. All right, and this team came back. And so you just kind of have to follow along. It allowed me to do some other things.
Right.
But I really appreciate the coverage. I know that the local sports fans and kids also appreciate your coverage of their games.
Well, thank you, Coach. And yesterday worked out great because the first game was at 1 in the afternoon, being the holiday yesterday. That was over in Franklin, so it was Franklin versus Milford. And then the second game was over in Morris, and it was Edmiston Morris hosting Lawrence at 4. So I was able to go to Franklin, pop over the hill in the WCDO helicopter, and then we had the game in Morris at 4. So it worked out well.
It was the Nate Lowell playoff schedule.
Yes, I was very happy with that because, as you know, we plan a lot of things, especially during basketball season. Here's Kingsbury with a rip, but another diving save for Spranger to that left post, and he's been tremendous, but it doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes there's games that are too far apart, they're at the same time, so when a day like yesterday works out, I love it. It's perfect.
Something I've noticed early here is almost every shot Unitego Franklin has taken has gone to that left post. I'm interested to see if they try one to the right post, do they have the Skenevis goalkeeper Spranger leaning in that direction, would they get a good open frame?
Bertzel looking for a through ball here to Braden Johnson, just a little too far in front of him, and Ethan Reed for Skenevis was able to clear it out. Here's Bertzel, gets the ball back in, looking for a short pass to Kingsbury, top of the 18, right side, tried to center it up, pinballing around, and this one will roll out, and it'll be another goal kick coming up here for the Skenevis Dragons.
Yeah, it looked like Skenevis was going to have another shot opportunity there, and the ball just kind of took a weird little hop bounce, and it was kind of a swing and a miss there on the shot.
So a 1-1 game here between Unitego Franklin and Skenevis in the Tri-Valley League Boys Soccer Semifinals. Championship game will be Saturday in Oneonta. Winner of this will take on the winner of Edmiston, who's playing at Cherry Valley Springfield at Sharon Springs today. Here's a shot from Kingsbury, a tough rip there, and it just goes wide to the right. That ball had some good movement on it, but they are continuing to pepper the Skenevis net here, but can't break through.
And that was the first one that went to the right post. I think if he had that on the frame, I think that was a goal because Spranger was kind of leaning to the other post, and I think that one would have been in the back of the net if we had just put it on the frame there.
10 minutes to go, first half. We're tied 1-1 here, and we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in a bit. Again, the Spartan Devils steal it back. Here's Kingsbury, the ninth grader, feeds it through to Johnson. Braden lost control of it, but Kingsbury gets it back. Flips one back out to David Clapper. Give and go to Kingsbury, back to Clapper. Lost control, and this time the Dragons will clear with Tilly. And they're trying that long pass again, looking for the corner. And that's pretty much how they got their lone goal. They played a ball in deep and then got opportunistic in front of the net, and it bounced in on a funny hop. But they all count here, and the Dragons have a 1-1 tie right now in this game, again playing with a man down. Kingsbury up over top of his defender. Well-struck ball here to Bertzel, feeding it through. He tried to go to the left post again, and it was blocked by the Skenevis defense out of play, and it's going to be a throw-in deep in the corner here with 9 minutes to go first half.
That offensive push started with the throw-in, but I didn't see who threw it in over here for Unitego Franklin, but that was a great throw-in, and then they had an opportunity there. Skenevis defender stepped in at the last second to kind of deflect that ball out of bounds.
And so the Spartan Devils with a throw-in on the right side. They go to Kingsbury. Traps it just outside the box on the right wing as they go left to right. Kingsbury sliding in, tries to feed one through. It's loose in front of the goal line, dancing along the line, and somehow the Dragons sweep it out of there. Wow, another good opportunity for Unitego Franklin. Again, they just continue to fire shots on net here, but the Dragons' defense is holding tight in this 1-1 ball game. Here is Chase Bertzel in the left corner, dancing with that ball on his feet. Tries to center one up here. Gets it into Johnson. And now out in front, and it rolls in. Knocked in at the last minute there by Unitego Franklin. Corbin Tyrell was in the right place at the right time, and it's 2-1. So a very nice goal there as it rolled across the goal line, and he was right there on the far post to hammer it in. We'll take a 30-second break here with 8.5 to go in the first quarter after that goal. Unitego Franklin 2, Skenevis 1. Tri-Valley Soccer Playoffs on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO. Also, I shouldn't forget, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, our free audio stream, is brought to you by SFCU. We also record all these games. It's our game audio archive. It's all courtesy of SFCU. Tyrell with another shot out in front, and he passes this time to Braden Johnson, who hammers it in, and the floodgates have opened. It's 3-1 now with 8 minutes to go here in the first half. Tyrell, who just scored that goal a minute ago, finds Johnson, who puts it in.
Yeah, really nice passing there after Unitigo Franklin was able to get possession of the ball back after Skanevas started after the goal. Very unselfish play down there in the corner there by Tyrell. He very easily could have shot that. I think he sensed that he had some teammates coming to crash the goal. Nice little pass, and then you got to give credit to Braden Johnson. We're in the right place at the right time to put that one home.
Yeah, you always hear coaches say, crash the net. Where is everybody? And that time they followed it to a tee, and Braden was able to cash in. So a very nice job there by Unitigo Franklin. And it's 3-1 with 7.5 to go here in this first half. Here's Chase Burtzel. He fires one in, but Spranger is there to grab that one with the mitts and hold on. Spranger with a low punt back to midfield. And this one's scooped up here by Unitigo Franklin. Now, being down two goals, and you're also down a man, does that dampen the spirits here of the Skanevas Dragons? We'll see over this last 7 minutes of the first half. I mean, they've played with some great energy today so far, Coach. I've been impressed.
Yeah, I've been impressed, too. They have not looked discouraged or haven't looked, you know, frustrated. They're still playing hard out there, so they just need to get something going in their direction to keep playing hard.
And here is Kingsbury at the top of the box. Now for Burtz, a little give-and-go. Kingsbury tries to pull it back, and it's cleared out. And again, Skanevas playing with only 10 guys today. They have two guys on the bench. Both are injured and are not dressed to play. So it's a tough situation to be in. If you want to sub, if you're tired, I mean, none of that matters today for Skanevas. You're stuck with what you have.
Yeah, and, I mean, that was a nice play there to get it cleared out of the box by Austin Tilley. He showed some energy and was able to get it out of the box.
Here's Burtzel. And again, the top of the box fires this one, and it's in for another Unitigo Franklin goal. They went to that right corner, Coach, and you wonder if those head games early have gone left. Now they've gone right, and Burtzel nets his second here of the first half. And so the offense, after a cold start, has really picked it up. So it's 4-1, Unitigo Franklin, with 6.5 to go here in this first half. And you feel for this Skanevas defense, playing so hard here in this first half, but they have just had a constant barrage. They really haven't got a chance to get a breather here in this first half. So let's step away for 60 seconds with our score. Unitigo Franklin 4 and Skanevas 1. Tri-Valley Boys Soccer Semifinals here today on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. 5 minutes to go here in this first half. Unitigo Franklin leading Skanevas 4-1. And this will be a Skanevas throw-in. I just had a listener text me, and in case you're just joining us, they said, why is Skanevas only playing with 10 guys? Why are they a man down? I think if you're out there listening, you're probably assuming, oh, they got a red card early in the game. What happened? No, they started this game with 10 because they have just been so hurt with injuries all year. It's been injuries during games, injuries off the field, injuries at practice, sickness, you name it, they've had it.
Yeah, I mean, when you gave me the roster today, actually before I even got over to the press box, I was like, whoa, do they have enough guys? And then we got up here, you gave me the roster, and they have three that are grayed out that are injured. And then you said they had another injury that occurred over the weekend. So, I mean, you come and give it your best shot and see what happens.
Yeah, this late in the year, I know they've, talking to head coach Brody Smith, they can't catch a break. He'll say, you know, we'll have guys at practice, somebody will just get healthy, and then somebody else gets hurt, or something happens outside of school and they get hurt. And, you know, sometimes that's just the way it goes. And in our small schools now, here's Kingsbury with a nice pullback move, gets this one to the top of the box. You're already on thin numbers, so a couple guys get hurt, and you could really be in hot water, which, again, love it or not, that's why some of these schools have elected to merge. Because then at least you can have those healthy numbers. But that's a whole other conversation.
I don't think we have time for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sure some of our listeners have some strong feelings one way or another out there about mergers. But it has become a part of local sports right now. It's just the way it is. As Unitego Franklin continuing to knock on the door here, here's Kingsbury, the sensational freshman at the top of the box, has it taken away, and Skenevis will look to clear. They're just trying to get through these last 3 minutes and get to the halftime break here, as we have a foul over on the far side, and this is going to be a free kick coming in here for Unitego Franklin. Been a very clean game so far, Coach. Not a lot of whistles in terms of fouls or anything, and actually we might have a card coming up here. Yeah, we're going to have a yellow card here against Skenevis on Jackson Reed. And so this will give Unitego Franklin a kick on the far side. And they must have seen something that we didn't see. I didn't think it was that hard of a foul, but, you know, it's all about the angles, they tell me.
He did try to cut off the angle. There was a little body contact. The arms were a little bit high. Maybe the official thought that he had a little bit too much elbow in there. But that's the way the official called it. You got to move on and go to the next play.
So a free kick from about 35 yards out now for Unitego Franklin here in this Tri-Valley League semifinal contest. And the officials actually getting together, writing this one in the book before we get back underway. And so Jackson Reed will come off here for a moment, which will leave Skenevis with 9 at the moment. Looks like officials actually going to give Jackson and head coach Brody Smith a little bit of a explanation here. Wish we had our microphone down there so we could hear it as well. But when we come back here, it'll be a kick for Unitego Franklin. We will hold it right here. I just mean when we get back underway in a 4-1 game for Unitego Franklin over Skenevis.
But I do like that officiating there. You know, the two officials got together. They talked about what they saw. They still gave the yellow card. But the official on the near side came over and explained to the coach and the player what the official on the far side saw, so they're not wondering about it till the end of the half.
Here's Clapper with a good rip, and this one a little sidewinder up over the bar and out of play. And I got to say, Coach, when we were here last week, we saw the play that's been talked about around the area for the last week with the goal that was the not goal. I've had several people and several officials say, hey, Nate, what did you think? It was a shot that was deemed not a goal, went up over the crossbar, and kind of an optical illusion like it went in. Actually didn't go in, but, it was an interesting call, tough for the officials that night. So you just never know what you're going to run into.
So you got to see the video of it.
Yes, as another shot here from Clapper is wide to the right with 2.5 to go. The video was nice to see, but it was so far away, it's not like we had any sort of a extra close-up.
I heard from a source that if you zoomed in, you could see that it went over the crossbar and then somehow ended up in the net, but I don't know how that's possible.
We'll see if we can watch it at halftime, if I can pull it back up. To me, it looked like it went over the bar, kind of went over the soccer goal bar and under the football bar as they're back-to-back, hit the back kind of support beam of that goal, and then it looks like maybe it went down the backside of the net and then kicked out. So I think to me, from up here, it looked like, oh, it went in the net. I saw the net move and everything, but it was kind of on the outside back of the net, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
So it would have gone over, if you can picture it here, went over and hit that back L beam of the goal, I think.
Yep,
and
I
then,
got you.
And then went down.
So we saw the net move, but
yes,
the net moved from the back
from
of the goal
back,
instead
yeah.
of inside the goal.
So just to set the scene, that was kind of a late game goal, probably would have given the Unitego girls a win, and the official immediately called it, and he had a good angle on it. Then I think he was feeling bad, like maybe I messed that up, but upon further review, it appears that he was right. Pass to the inside here looking for Bertzel, who already has two goals today for Unitego Franklin. And it's knocked out of there by the Skanivas defense here with 1 minute to go in the first half and a 4-1 lead for Unitego Franklin over Skanivas. Kingsbury into the box, looking for a pass out in front. Johnson trying to shovel it in. Spranger with another save right on the line, a diving save to keep this a three-goal game.
Yeah, great work there by Spranger.
So a long boot ahead here from Spranger, who is working his tail off in goal today here for the Skanivas Dragons. Here's Jackson Reed back in the game after that yellow card. Takes it down to the right side with 30 seconds to go first half. Reed with a pass into the middle looking for Makai Reg and cleared out by David Clapper. Just took it off his feet. Down to 20 seconds left. And Reg will boot one into the middle and then cleared out here by Unitego Franklin. They're just looking to make sure it stays out of harm's way here late in the half with 10 seconds left. So this one will roll out. And that will do it for the first half. It's Unitego Franklin 4, Skanivas 1. We'll be back quickly with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report here in the Tri-Valley League Boys Soccer Semifinals live at Unitego on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Have you had your fall auto checkup yet? Well, visit RC Sales Service and Towing on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Ralph and Bob have over 65 years combined experience. They know cars, and they're reasonably priced. From brakes, mufflers, and tires to oil changes, New York State inspections, and much.